The biggest lie in the history of Christianity, how modern culture is robbing billions of people of happiness, by Matthew Kelly, is a book that challenges contemporary cultural narratives and explores how they conflict with Christian teachings and principles. Here's a summary of the key themes and insights from the book, Critique of Modern Culture. Matthew Kelly argues that modern culture promotes certain ideologies and values that lead people away from true happiness and fulfillment. He identifies these cultural norms as the biggest lie that deceives billions of people, distracting them from deeper spiritual and meaningful pursuits. Happiness and fulfillment. Central to Kelly's message is the idea that genuine happiness and fulfillment come from aligning one's life with Christian virtues and principles. He encourages readers to reconsider their priorities and values in light of their faith, suggesting that true joy is found in spiritual growth and service to others. Spiritual reflection and growth. The book prompts readers to engage in introspection and spiritual reflection. Kelly challenges individuals to examine how their beliefs and actions either contribute to or detract from their spiritual well-being. He advocates for a deeper commitment to prayer, contemplation, and a life centered on Christian values. Practical guidance. Kelly offers practical advice on how to navigate the complexities of modern life while remaining true to Christian teachings. This includes suggestions on fostering a personal relationship with God, deepening one's understanding of Scripture, and actively participating in the Christian community. Cultural critique. Throughout the book, Kelly critiques societal trends that he believes undermine traditional Christian values, such as materialism, individualism, and moral relativism. He argues that these trends contribute to a sense of spiritual emptiness and dissatisfaction among individuals. Call to action. Ultimately, the biggest lie in the history of Christianity serves as a call to action for readers to reclaim their faith and live more authentically in accordance with Christian principles. Kelly encourages a proactive approach to spiritual growth and a rejection of cultural influences that detract from true happiness. Conclusion. In conclusion, Matthew Kelly's book challenges readers to reevaluate their beliefs, values, and lifestyles in light of Christian teachings. It addresses the cultural forces that Kelly believes distort happiness and offers a path toward spiritual renewal and fulfillment.